What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 10-Minute Misconduct Podcast. Back to once a week, and we're going to release it on Tuesday now. Spit and Chicklets are coming for you. We're releasing the same day, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Because, you know, partially, like, releasing on Wednesday, I always thought that, like, someone would be like, oh, these guys listen to Spit and Chicklets, and that's where they're fucking, half their opinions came from. Once we started this, I stopped listening to that podcast for the most part.
I never really listened that regularly anyway. Like, when they had a guest on, I was really excited to listen to then, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But plus, totally different show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not even close. Not even trying to
compare ourselves. Now, if I do listen to it and they have the same opinion as I do, like, do I feel vindicated or, like, that I know what I'm talking about? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, of course.
But then again, when I disagree with something, I'm like, oh, you guys are fucking assholes.
Yeah. Usually Biz.
Yep. News, headlines, draft lottery, June 2nd. I'm fucking hyped for it. I hope we have a YouTube by then because I just want to live stream fucking the entire thing.
Oh, we have a YouTube. We just don't use it.
Oh, we do? No, news to me.
I posted one episode and it wasn't worth it. So.
Oh, good. A team that will be officially a part of that June 2nd draft is Seattle Kraken. They're officially an NHL team. They made their last payment to the NHL on Thursday. You can now sign players, make trades, all that other transaction shit. So that's cool, I guess.
And they have about 20,000 more Instagram followers than the Arizona Coyotes and Florida Panthers.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And haven't played a game yet. So good for them.
Yeah. I guess they can't. I think today I saw it. They, for their expansion draft, they want it to be like a production. Like they want to like televise it. They want celebrities involved.
Yeah.
They want all this other shit. Yeah. Which, if they're going to do something like that, cool. Just don't make your team like Vegas. For the love of God.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. I forgot to mute the Goldhorn channel from last episode.
Gotcha.
Forgot how early we did it. All right. We're good.
Technical difficulty. All right.
What were you saying? Yeah. So the, make it a production, but don't be like Vegas.
Don't be Vegas. Don't be Vegas. You know?
I'm fine with that. I think that would be cool, and at least it's like, it is a pretty cool like thing, and it'll get more people to watch it, where I feel like only like hardcore hockey fans really watched the last expansion draft, I think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Who really gives a shit? Most people don't even watch like the entry draft.
No.
So, yeah, whatever. I get it. I respect it. But yeah, don't be Vegas. I think they saw how Vegas was successful in doing some shit like that. They're probably going to do it a little bit just to get more eyeballs on them.
Yeah. Well, plus it's a market, too, that's been, like, wanting a team for a while.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not going to be showy because, like, that's Vegas's thing as a city.
Yeah, as a shitty city.
Yeah.
The women's national hockey, the NWHL, their salary cap was $150,000 last year. They're raising it next year to $300,000. So they doubled their salary cap.
Pretty huge.
Women getting paid.
Pretty huge.
But they did kick themselves in the ass with the whole Erica Nardini thing from Barstool.
I still don't support the NWHL and what the fuck?
NWHL.
Yeah. Fuck them.
But yeah, you got to think
stupid
like
move.
The eyes that she would have brought on women's hockey.
Absolutely.
The ads she would have brought, like it could have been well more than 300,000 or just the, you know, the league in general.
Yeah.
Would have more money. So.
And I get they didn't want to be involved with her because of, like, the name Barstool has and shit.
Yeah.
Which, fine, whatever. But it's going to help grow your fucking league, without a doubt. And didn't she used to work for ESPN? And she, like, has a bunch of contacts there. She works for, like, the WWE now. Like, so, I don't know. Stupid move.
Yeah. She got fucked. And speaking of women getting fucked by assholes in higher positions of power in hockey, a woman came out and accused Jake Virtanen of rape. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, you don't know the details. The woman accused him. And because that joke, we might get canceled later on. But speaking of getting canceled.
Yeah, no. Well, wait.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. I hate to interrupt.
I was just trying to skim over
it
real quick.
I know. I hate to interrupt your segue, but I want to make it very clear that we're not trying to say even a little bit that rape is funny. It's not. But the way you crafted that fucking segue and that joke deserves a laugh.
Thanks, buddy.
So it's not getting Goldhorn, all right. So you know.
Okay.
But we might get canceled, but it is what it is.
Yeah, but speaking of getting canceled, glancing right over that, AHL Calder Cup playoffs have been canceled.
Ah.
All five divisions, change it. Why do you have five? You know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Make it an even number.
And there's not even every team's playing this year.
No. It is what it is. They were asked if they wanted to participate in like a mini tournament to find out like a division winner.
And they said no.
Only the Pacific said yes.
Okay.
So
I'm pretty sure the two Connecticut teams just played each other the whole fucking year.
Probably.
Like, I'm not even kidding. I think like at least half their season was against each other.
Oh, yeah.
It was fucking stupid.
They didn't go anywhere. Yeah, I feel real low energy today. I don't have
much for notes, and I feel bad about it. But I will say congratulations because the NHL has a new record holder in Brooks Orpik. Did you see this?
For what?
Brooks Orpik is he has the fewest goals by a guy who's played 1,000 games or more. So he has 1,035 games played and 18 goals.
Oh my god!
And the next is Brad Marsh with 1,086 with 23 goals. So. It's a rough fucking stat there.
If you're on defenseman goal stats, I got one for you. Mark Giordano at 37 years old, scored his first goal in the month of May. Oh, or no, played his first game. I'm sorry. Played his first game in the month of May.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was confused. What do you mean?
He's never made the playoffs before.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I was forgetting about the different season this year.
Yeah,
I saw a Devils fan actually, surprisingly, it is 2 weeks in a row where we had Devils fans that were kind of humorous. They're like, when I said I wanted to see the Devils play in May, I didn't mean a regular season game.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
That's true. Also, I can't even fucking talk, dude. I got another stat about games. It took Vegas 283 games to win 10 in a row.
Yep.
Detroit hasn't ever done that in the history of their franchise, and they've played over 6,500 games.
Yeah.
Or just about 6,500 games.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
How are you around that long and never have a 10-game win streak?
Yeah, I don't know. They never had a 10-game win streak, but
especially when you make the playoffs 25 years in a row.
I will give them credit that I think they do have the two longest home win streaks in NHL history, though. So I'll give them a little credit there.
Yeah. I guess, but I don't know. If you're an original six team, you don't have 10 straight wins in a season ever.
Well, if you're an original six team, you only have four cups, like the Rangers. Fucking.
That's still bad.
It's pretty bad.
Dallas is thinking about 100% capacity for the playoffs if they make it.
Dope.
So Texas is open and they're ready to go. They already have the go-ahead from local health authorities and all the other shit in place.
Yeah.
So that would be dope to see them make it just to watch on TV.
Yeah.
With like and a full crowd.
If they had their fucking run in playoffs last year without a crowd,
yeah,
a crowd might help. And if they're the only team with a crowd,
mm-hmm.
it helps. So yeah.
Tyler Seguin today just got activated off IR.
Yeah.
He's a game time decision, but still, you're getting one of your star players back.
They're not looking good. It's, yeah.
No, they need him back.
It's going to take a miracle.
Yeah, it is. We gotta start more funny shit here. I need to pick the energy up. Kovalchuk won a championship in Russia. Now he's making another return in the NHL. Him and the team already mutually agreed to terminate the contract, and now he wants to come back to the fucking NHL for what?
You know who else won on his team?
Yeah, Yakupov.
Reed Boucher.
Really?
Yeah. Fucking.
I thought you were gonna say fucking.
Yakupov was on his team too.
Yeah, legend.
Oh God.
Legend.
I'm tired of this shit.
Yep.
And yeah, no, I'm sure there's a team that might give the guy a shot, but he's an asshole and he's not that good.
No, I mean not anymore.
Not anymore.
Like
he used to be good.
Yeah.
When he was on the Thrashers. A couple years in New Jersey, but
it's ridiculous. It's just second or third time doing it.
Yeah.
Speaking of ridiculous shit, have you seen Alex Tessier's tape jobs over the past week?
Oh God, no!
Dude,
he's given
yeah, he's given Goose and Pasta a run for their money, like,
ugh.
And they've all been different.
Yeah.
So hockey players are pretty superstitious when it comes to
it up. If they're not doing well, you switch up the tape job. I get it.
Yeah, but it's been every game for the past week, and I'm talking like the Tim Stutzla, like just one stripe at the bottom of the blade. and then he'll add like another one over the top, like at the toe.
Yeah, yeah.
It just, I think you have four or five different tape jobs the past four or five games. I know you're a tape job guy. I thought I'd bring it up.
And they're all bad. Yeah, I'm going to have to look into it now because, yeah, big TJ guy. And shout out, by the way, another content creator on YouTube for hockey. And again, another player. So the only time I can enjoy it is when it's a player, but former player. MSavvy91, Mark Savard. I don't know if you've ever seen his YouTube videos. I watch him religiously. He's also a big tape job guy. And what he does is he tapes sticks.
That's it.
He tapes sticks the way guys tape their sticks. So he'll be like, hey, I got in touch with fucking Matt Tkachuk. This is how Matt Tkachuk tapes his stick. And he calls it taping twigs with Savvy. And it's great. It sounds awful, but it's great. I love it.
All right. I guess it's a real niche market.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you. You're the market.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't even know where the fuck to go. Oh, TNT off to a great start with the whole NHL thing.
Yeah. Are they going to have Shaq?
No, one of their first graphics to advertise had Austin Matthews, I think, on it, and the captain of the Edmonton Oilers. That wasn't Connor McDavid.
Excuse me?
Yeah, they put Andrew Ferentz on there. They just got fucking confused. Someone must have said, just put the captain of the Oilers on the fucking graphic. And it was Googled, Andrew Ferentz. Yeah, just Googled. Google images and then just grabbed one of them. This is the wrong one.
Yeah, from at least like 4 years ago.
Longer than that. Like,
well, no, McDavid got what, his second year?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Okay.
All right. Maybe not. Yeah, this really is a low energy pod. And I'll take the blame for it.
No, I mean, I'm trying to
we're not used to the Monday thing.
I'm trying to buy a house. I'm stressed. It's a Monday thing.
Weird shit going on with that. And it's a little shitty weather out. Gloomy. And I don't know about you, but when it's like raining,
I
can't do shit.
No, I don't
want to
do anything. Yeah, I had a fucking money today.
Did you see Puasta and Marshawn just fucking jumped Rasmus Dahlin?
No.
I gotta admit, as much as I didn't want it to be the truth, it is the truth. Dahlin was a little bit of a fuck. He he cross-checked Pasternak. I don't know. Every time I hear it, it's a dumb Boston accent saying it, so I forget the right way to say it now.
Yep.
Pasta. Cross-checks him in the back, like, as he's facing the boards. His head hits the boards. Could have been bad, right? And just immediately turns around and does the same thing to Marshawn into the back of the net. And then, like, right as that's done, Pasta's back up and, like, coming after him. Then as soon as Marshawn gets up, and both Pasta and Marshawn drop their gloves, and they're like literally 2-on-1, just both swinging at him. And then fucking Tokarski came out of his net and like grabbed Pasta or whatever, and it just started a whole fucking thing. It was like a whole 5-on-5 thing. It wasn't much. Not much came out of it. There wasn't an actual fight, but it was just
it was just fun.
Funny
to see two Bruins guys beat up one guy.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that. In recent years. So.
Yeah, especially both dropping the gloves, not just like playing grab ass or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. They both dropped the mitts and like started swinging.
Oh, you mentioned a Buffalo goalie. Have you seen their...
Barely.
Yeah, but it made me think of it. Have you seen their fucking lineup tonight for goalies?
No.
Both guys just signed with the club like the past 2 or 3 days.
And they just threw them in.
Yeah, and their E-Bug is their assistant coach. So,
if that's not thrown in the towel, I don't know what is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the goalie situation injury wise, or like who needs a rest, or has been playing too much, whatever it is. But both guys you just signed, like I just got like notification, or like looked up these guys, and
you haven't even gotten a look at them like in the fucking AHL or practice or anything.
Yeah, practice, not even practice. So
I mean,
good luck to them, but. It's looking bad.
Trying to get fucking Owen Power.
But yeah, I guess. But I mean, this isn't the season to tank.
No.
I mean, next season could be not. Definitely the season after.
Yeah. What's that? Shane Wright's
year? Shane Wright's is next year.
Oh.
Brad Lambert, stuff like that. And then Connor Bedard. That kid, Mikheyev from Russia.
Yeah.
Who, in the playoffs in Russia, just scored another lacrosse goal. So, I mean, good for him. He's fucking like 16.
Yeah, not too bad. I'm excited for it, but I'm done. I'm out of juice.
Quick, just to make you smile, Carter Hart's out for the rest of the season with MCL sprain. So
it doesn't make me smile. I feel bad, but he was out for the season anyway. Let's be honest.
The whole team was out for the season.
Well, yeah, but Carter Hart in particular.
Speaking of playoffs, the teams that clinched: Florida, Tampa Bay, Toronto, Pittsburgh, Washington, the Islanders. Boston can clinch tonight if they get a point out of New Jersey. And I think New Jersey can indirectly eliminate the Rangers if they beat Boston Reg. And then eliminated Anaheim, Philly by New Jersey, and Ottawa. And, yeah, there's that.
I hope there's a way we get Lightning versus Panthers in playoffs.
Me too.
Because now they, like, actually have a bit of a fucking rivalry here. And, yeah, it could be fun to watch. I'm excited for playoffs this year. Got to be honest.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, I didn't have a cuck of the week. It's a relatively new segment, so I should do it. I think just for the low energy, it just should be us.
I'm a cuck. Fuck my lover. Fuck my sister. Fuck my mother. Fuck my country. Fuck my race.
You know
Is
what?
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
Because I want to fucking jump off the Q bridge right now.
So. Yeah. Do you want to just tell that story or?
I mean, I guess I can.
Spice some shit up. You know, I don't know.
I guess I can. If we weren't already canceled for the rape joke about 30 seconds in. Yeah. Well, so a week ago, I'm going down. It's a bridge close to our house called, referred to as the Q bridge.
Yep.
It's actually the Pearl Harbor Memorial Bridge. Nobody calls it that. And I see a car pulled off to the side of the fucking road. And there's a guy sitting on, like, the barrier on the edge of the bridge. He just swings his legs over and disappears. And, I panicked. I call. I'm like, I don't know if I called the police department. I don't know if I call 911. I decided to go to the police department.
You're pretty intoxicated in the passenger seat of a car.
Yeah, fairly intoxicated in the passenger seat of a car.
Yeah.
And, I decided to call the police department, which, looking back now...
Probably should have just went right to 911.
Should have went to... If anything's an emergency, I think someone jumping off a bridge
just
classifies as emergency. But I call the police department, and they're like, all right, we're going to transfer you over to state troopers, like, stay on the line. I'm like, okay. And the troopers just felt like, we're not going to answer this because it's not an emergency. And I literally, it's ringing. They picked it up. Nobody said, hello, what's going on? And then I just got a boop, boop, boop. And I was like, all right, just disconnected. That's it. And then I look up the state trooper number myself. I try to find the one for the right county. I call it. It says that number's not even connected.
Still just haven't called 911 yet.
So I'm like, all right, I guess. So now I call 911.
The third phone call you made was 911.
And they're like, hey, we're going to transfer you to the state trooper. And I was like, they going to answer this time? Because apparently they don't even have a number that's connected. And they're like, I don't know. Let's find out. And they just transfer me over. They pick up. I tell them what I see. And they're like, oh, like, where on the bridge was it? And I was like halfway. And they go, northbound or southbound? I go, fucking northbound. And they go, on what side of the bridge?
The northbound side.
Northbound. And they go, yeah, but like, how far on the bridge? They go, halfway. What the fuck? I already answered this. And they're like, all right. Me and my friends, we all pile into one car. There are multiple witnesses here, is what I'm getting at. pile into one car. We head our way back. We got to go southbound and then get off the exit and then go back northbound. And we don't see the car anymore. So now we're thinking, this has nothing to do with hockey. Now we're thinking, all right, good. Well, if the car's gone, that means they didn't kill themselves, because I don't know if you know how cars work, but somebody gets out of the car that was driving the car and then they jump off a bridge, that car would still be there. But then we're like, my buddy's girlfriend was like, well, are you sure the body you saw flying off, were they alive? Like, maybe somebody was dumping a body. And I'm like, I don't know, but that'd be a pretty dumb place to do it.
Yep.
And I don't think it was that. But then I'm like, maybe it was a couple fighting. And then this guy was saying he's going to kill himself. And his girlfriend was like, you know what? I'm sick of hearing that. Fucking do it. And she just pulled over and made him get out. And then she fucking took off. Who knows? I don't know.
Ubered to his own suicide.
Wasn't on the news. What I like to imagine, one of my friends pointed this out, and I was like, you have a good outlook. You're a good person. I'm not a good person. They're like, maybe another car behind us saw him, and they stopped, and they talked him down off the ledge, and he drove home. And I was like, eh, I don't know.
Not in New Haven.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
Probably not.
Someone probably drove by and yelled, do a flip.
Well, that's exactly what you said you would have done, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're both not good people, is what we're getting
but
at.
But listen, here's the thing. I'm kind of glad the car wasn't there when I got back, because I didn't feel like, while being drunk, talking a guy off a cliff. Plus, you know, I've been battling depression of my own for a bit here. I feel like he would have convinced me to go with him. We would have went down holding hands.
Just Thelma and Louise yourself right off the bridge.
You said that to me when I first told the story, and I still don't get it.
Well, you got to watch the movie. The end of the movie, basically the end of the movie, Thelma and Louise drive off a fucking cliff in the same car.
The only Thelma and Louise I know are the Sedin twins, according to Jack Edwards.
Okay, yeah.
See?
Yeah,
we brought it back to hockey. Brought it back to hockey. Ah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was a good story, man. I'm glad I got
good
to hear
story.
It again.
Had nothing to do with hockey. But listen, if we can't make an entertaining episode, we're going to try our best to do it anyway.
We're going
to
tell you some stories.
Regardless.
Yeah, so we're the cucks of the week. That's what we're trying to say.
Yep.
And, I mean,
runner up, the guy on the bridge.
The guy on the bridge, because either A, he pussied out of doing it, or B, he was a pussy, big enough pussy to do it. And it fucking something happened to his car.
Again, suicide's not funny, but that's a great observation. You're not wrong. Don't do it.
No. Whatever. Or cucks of the week. Us and that guy.
Us.
That's basically what we're trying to do. That was the segment.
All right.
Useless stats. All right.
We shouldn't keep track of what we do anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for finishing. Goals in the first or last minute of a period, there's 31 with only 4 empty netters and 6 game winners. And then misconducts. Got Robert Bortuzzo and Connor Murphy. And I feel like we don't keep track of this one, or we never did. And this is like the perfect podcast to do it, because we appreciate goals, assists, and fights.
Let's start the last week of the season.
Yeah, so let's start Gordie Howe hat tricks the last week, whatever. Eric Cernak and Brady Tkachuk both got one.
Congrats to them. Love to see it. Love to fucking see it.
Yeah.
First goals. Got 7 of those. Philippe Myers, Connor Carrick, Victor Mete, Leo Komarov, Cole Caulfield, first of his career in his 4th game played, Jacob Larson, and Tobias Bjornfoot.
Bjornfoot?
Bjornfoot.
Okay.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's not foot, it's foot.
Bjornfoot.
In shutouts, this is an exciting one.
You get nothing. You lose.
So we got 10 this time, plus 2 honorable mentions once again.
Yep.
So here we go. Vitek Vanacek, 18 saves, 2nd of his career. You say it doesn't count?
Yeah, no.
Thomas Greiss, 33 saves. Get used to hearing that. For the 14th of his career, honorable mention to Elvis Merzlikins. 41 saves through regulation and overtime, loses 1-0 in the shootout. Andre Vasilevsky, 20 save shutout. Oh, sorry, you told me to not say shutouts anymore. 20 saves for the 26th of his career. Semyon Varlamov, 25 saves for the 33rd of his career. Philip Grubauer, 21 saves for the 17th of his career. My nose is leaking. Aiden Hill, 25 saves for the 3rd of his career. Thomas Greiss with 33 saves again. For the 15th of his career, honorable mention again against this poor guy to Curtis McElhinney, 15 saves, through regulation and overtime, loses 1-0 in a shootout. Semyon Varlamov again. 28 saves for the 34th of his career. His third shutout in a row in his last three starts. And he only has one goal against in his last 107 shots faced across four games.
Jesus Christ.
And we got two more. Tristan Jarry, 24 save shutout for the 7th of his career. And you say Saros, I say shutout, 28 saves for the 14th of his career.
Good day, sir.
Good for him. Yeah, I feel like that story really picked the energy up in here. We should have started with that, maybe.
Yeah, either start with that or a fucking key bump next time. Something. We got to get the blood flowing somehow.
Oh, man. Yeah, let's go five for fighting.
Both guys, 5 minutes each for fighting!
Oh, and we did it in advance this time.
Yeah, we did it in advance, the game picks. Just a quick recap. The first time I've had a losing record all season is when I pulled up like within one more game of you. So I was down 8 games to start last week. I'm within 7 games, but I'm 37 and 38. You're 44 and 31. We only won Thursday games.
Yeah.
All our picks were wrong on Wednesday and Friday. Same and then day. We had 3 right picks on Thursday. But yeah, we did the picks ahead of time. Holy shit.
COVID.
It's a respiratory disease.
Yeah, it doesn't make you sneeze. It's just, it is what it is.
Do you want to list them off or do you want me to list them off?
No, well, I figured we'd still go back and forth, but we just already know the answer.
Oh, okay.
So I went first. First thing I gave you was Vegas versus Minnesota Wednesday.
And I picked Minnesota.
All right.
I don't know the first game I gave you, so I'm just going to go in order here. Yep. Boston, New Jersey on Tuesday.
Boston. Winnipeg versus Calgary Wednesday.
I go Winnipeg. And then I gave you Washington Rangers on Wednesday.
Washington. And I gave you Rangers versus Boston on Thursday.
And I took Boston.
You did take Boston.
On Thursday, you have Montreal-Toronto.
I do. And I chose Toronto. I went with all front runners. Don't hate me. That's how the game is played.
It's all good.
I gave you Detroit and CBJ, a game nobody cares about. But who knows what's going to happen. That's on Friday.
I picked Detroit. I gave you Vegas, St. Louis on Friday.
And I said Vegas. I didn't want to, but fuck St. Louis. And for the last one I gave you was the Battle of Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh versus Philly on Thursday.
I went front runner, picked Pittsburgh.
Tuesday? Tuesday.
Was it Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay. Well, I put it under Thursday. But okay, I picked Pittsburgh either way. And then the last game of the week, Arizona at San Jose on Friday.
And I went with Arizona.
Yeah, so hopefully... that saved you a bit of editing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I'm done.
I think that's it. Fuck this episode. Fuck us. We're the cucks of the week.
Yep.
That's
and that
what,
guy.
It is what it is. And that guy. Shout out to him.
Yep.
I don't know where you are or what you're doing or how you're doing.
We hope it's good.
Wait, first of all, what I do know, even if he did jump, didn't die. You don't die off that bridge.
Yeah, that bridge is a...
Yeah, it's not high enough.
No.
Not smart. There's people that survived the Golden Gate Bridge. So if you're leaping off the queue, you're just going to be even more uncomfortable and hate your life even more.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
It's not a very tall bridge.
Sorry, buddy. Hopefully they, if he did it, I don't know. Hopefully they just loaded him up with fucking medicine and shit. They numb the pain a little bit, but you can't numb the brain pain. Got to see a therapist, bucko.
Yeah, my heart says he didn't follow through with it, which is good.
The car wasn't there. But listen.
Anyway.
I don't know. Whatever. Unsolved mysteries. That's not what this podcast is for. What this podcast is for is to say to these three fucks, Mike Milbury, Wes McCauley, and Jack Edwards, fuck you.